Stuart Cassell is the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs. He's the one who really named this hearing about 6 or 8 months ago when he said Alta was intolerable. And he says, you know, Alta is going to go from intolerable to indispensable. And the goal here is innovation, speed, to address really some consistent problems that they've seen over the years. We talked yesterday about version 3.3 of Alta. Well, we found out today at a hearing of the House Armed Services Committee that it was a year late for delivery. And obviously that's a huge problem, and that's a very typical problem, Cassell says.
But the big advance is the one that's coming up, and we will have, within about 2 weeks' time, a blueprint, which we will be going over with your staff, I'm sure, on a new way ahead, a unified strategy with regional distribution. What does that mean? This is a strategy that enables us to deal with the legacy systems. It provides a sort of translator which helps the legacy systems be upgraded in stepwise fashion using modules. And as I explained it to Secretary Gates, talking about the open source aspects of this and the fact that we would have web-based redundancy, that it would be a faster system, faster to deliver a new product, and more stable. He said, I understand, it's like Legos, right? And it really is like Legos. That is the wisdom, I think, the simplicity of this unified strategy.
And so, Jason, they have other documents and technologies that they're working on, too?
They are. This one big strategy is really the key to everything. But they have several other things that's going on as well. Now, again, they're trying to address these complaints about the system. Tommy Morris, the acting director of DOD's Office of the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Protection and Readiness Programs, explains the military's plans.
The enterprise architecture strategy moving ahead is going to be a web-based strategy, and it takes into account those systems. So this is a holistic approach, not just a patch to a broken system or an older legacy system. This is a complete modernization strategy of those. We have the graphical user interface, which is probably one of the pieces you're interested in. We already have the prototype developed, and that will actually be delivered as a framework of which to develop to 31 May of this year. And we talked about accelerating the timelines for being able to do that, and that's just one example. Our enterprise service bus, which will allow the interoperability of our legacy systems and modern systems, is already developed. It was actually delivered on 10 February, so this past February. And the unified data schemas to allow for the interoperability as well as already, it will be delivered this month. The blueprint for the enterprise architecture will be delivered this month, of which then we can build our final timelines with milestones and everything and have those available with costing models as we move forward.
Jason, DOD has also revised their cost and schedule plans. What did they tell the House on this level?
This was a big question that came up several times during the hearing. Many members of the House Armed Services Committee really just, well, how much and when? Come on, tell us. And DOD was really hesitant to say how much. In 2005, for instance, DOD estimated it would cost $10 to $15 billion to create this electronic health record system, and it wouldn't be ready until 2015. Now, Cassell says this time frame is now less than 3 years, so around 2012. And as far as cost, no one really wanted to give that estimate because they're still in conversations with OMB around money, and you know how that is pre-decisional. But he did say it would cost less than that $10 or $15 billion cost estimate a number of years ago.
And is DOD getting the support they need from other services, other agencies?
Well, the services was interesting because this draft strategy that's so key, three of the four services approved it. The Army didn't approve it, and that was obviously something that came up a number of times. In fact, Chairwoman Susan Davis called on Lieutenant General Eric Shoemaker, the Army's Surgeon General, who testified on the first panel of the day from the audience to actually explain why the Army doesn't want it.
I can just tell you in Canada, although I respect, I mean, I've worked with every one of these people at the front, and we fully understand DOD acquisition law. But Mr. Morris has got a plan. He doesn't have a strategy. And we asked for a strategy. A plan is just one element of a larger strategy. And we asked for a strategy and our involvement in that strategy. And so with respect, that's what we in a sense, partially non-concurred with.
Now, DOD is working with HHS and other federal partners as well. Let me talk a little bit about HHS. Ward Cassells, again, says he's attended nearly every AHIC meeting, which is really the standards body, the standards committee. And that's pretty impressive for someone at his level to really go to these meetings. Now, I'm not saying that no one would, you know, usually you don't get high-level people, but, you know, he's really saying that we're taking this seriously. DOD also is using the national standards that HHS is developing and working on. Now, this is not, we're not done here, and this is going to go on for a number of years, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And Susan Davis says we're going to have another hearing in September. Let's update us on your progress, because I think there's a lot riding on this, and there's a lot of people watching, and Congress is the first one.